June 30, 1903, the Most Holy Virgin teaches the soul how to keep her interior gaze fixed on Jesus. The beauty of the interior soul. As I was outside of myself, I saw the Queen Mother, and prostrating myself at her feet, I said to her, "My most sweet mother, in what terrible constraints I find myself, deprived of my only good and of my very life. I feel I am touching the extremes." While saying this, I was crying, and the Most Holy Virgin, opening herself at the place of her heart, as if she were opening a tabernacle, took the baby from within it and gave him to me, telling me, "My daughter, do not cry, here is your good, your life, your all. Take him and keep him always with you, and as you keep him with you, keep your interior gaze fixed on him. Do not be embarrassed if he does not tell you anything, or if you are unable to say anything. Just look at him in your interior, and by looking at him you will comprehend everything, you will do everything, and you will satisfy for all. This is the beauty of the interior soul, without voice, without education, since there is no external thing that attracts her or upsets her, but all of her attraction, all of her goods are enclosed in her interior. By simply looking at Jesus she easily comprehends everything and does everything. In this way, you will walk up to the top of Calvary. And once we reach it, you will no longer see him as a baby, but crucified, and you will remain crucified together with him." So it seemed that, with the baby in my arms and together with the Most Holy Virgin, we walked the way of Calvary. While walking, at times I would find someone who wanted to take Jesus away from me, and I would call the Queen Mother to my help, saying to her, "My mama, help me, for they want to snatch Jesus away from me." And she would answer me, "Do not fear, your care must be in keeping your interior gaze fixed on him. This has so much power, that all other powers, human and diabolical, remain debilitated and defeated." Now, while we were walking, we found a temple in which Holy Mass was being celebrated. At the time of Holy Communion, I flew to the altar with the baby in my arms in order to receive communion. But what was not my surprise when, as soon as Jesus Christ entered into me, he disappeared from my arms. Then, after a little while, I found myself inside myself.